All right. Sorry, because this has been.
Don't bother me.
Change this nigga's name in my phone to Sleeping Beauty. Oh, shit. Welcome back to Warbuck Boulevard, nigga.
Will we have
shit,
a two week hiatus?
No, we had a week. A week.
James wasn't with us the last time, right?
Yeah, but you were, and then you didn't say anything.
You're full of shit.
I'm not full of shit. You said verbatim, why didn't y'all just do it without me? Excuse me? When were you going to say that you didn't want to do it?
Well, I mean, it's
all. Welcome back to Warbuck Boulevard. This is my name.
In fact, the last time. No. He was here the last time because it was over 2 hours. The podcast.
Listen.
It was.
Can you hear?
I can hear okay.
Yeah, but this is.
Does somebody need the fan on?
He turned it on.
You do?
Why? You hot? Are you cold? I would open the door, but. Welcome back to Warbuck Boulevard. My name is Cynthia. No, my name is Aaron. And your name is Cynthia.
That's what they tell
me. And I'm
me.
Here with James. And we here with fucking. Oh man, when you grow up,
little
you're gonna
grouch.
Be a problem. It's gonna
no,
be
little grouch. That's
nobody,
what her name.
Nobody.
That's her new name. Yes. Little grouch.
Huh?
Little. There you go. Little grouch.
Get together, grouch. How you doing?
I'm all right.
How you doing, James? How are you doing? You got the allergies or something? Yo, what's up with y'all niggas being sick, bro?
Who else is sick?
I don't know, but...
Oh, JJ must be sick. He got the tissue hanging out. That's a Coleman trait.
You're about to get me fucked up. Listen, everybody needs to stay away from each other. You know what I'm saying? But Christmas just passed, and so did... And we're...
I'm so glad Christmas is over.
We're upon.
I really don't like Christmas anymore.
Why?
I just don't.
You just don't. I'm too old and I'm too tired. I hate everybody.
I'm a Grinch.
I hate everything.
I guess so.
I'm sick of you motherfuckers.
It's too much.
It's too much. Listen.
It's nothing. It's all about money. It should It should be just about
family. What do you mean it's about money? Who asked for money? Did everybody ask for money? What are you talking about?
No, but the whole gift thing and...
That's usually what you need to pay for gifts.
Yeah, money. That's what I'm saying. And then if you don't have money, you got this kind of guilt thing happening.
Life...
Until Christmas is over. Thank God it's over.
Life happens, man. Life happens for everybody in this fucking room, and it fucked everybody up. So, guess what? Your gift this year is waking up. Congratulations.
I'll take it.
That's fine.
I will take it.
So Christmas was okay for some of us. And I hope it was.
I think that I'm just getting old. I don't want to do
You're
all
getting
this
old?
Stuff. I
you
am
mean you
old.
Are, yeah, yeah.
I
there,
am
there
old.
You go. There
I
you
am
go.
Old.
Listen, as long as you're here, that's all that really matters.
Like, I just want to do what I want to do. And unfortunately, even though I'm old, I'm still not in that position. I guess I never will be. We didn't win the damn lottery, so I guess not.
You niggas really thought they were going to win the lottery when the fucking odds are like $3 billion or some wild shit like that?
Yeah.
Come on,
well,
man.
Well, somebody.
You gotta listen.
I mean, for $2, you can... You know.
Well, that's fine.
That's what I spent, $2.
That's fine.
On my ticket. You only takes one ticket to win. And I'm glad there were a couple winners. Because that's a lot of money for one person.
Yeah, but you still got to give half to the... You still got to figure out where you want to do the cash option or the annual shit. And then you got to pay
and
the taxes
on
it.
Who does that money go to, that half that you don't get? The federal government?
No. It's
the state?
No, the gambling company. The gambling, whoever runs the...
The gambling company doesn't receive taxes.
No, but... So who but gets... That, but I think they... I think because of how much money you get, they don't want to dole out all that money at once for the cash option. Because you know how the cash option is... The cash option is just half of the actual prize. Whereas the annual is just... It's the annual,
you actually gain interest on your money. However, if you die, it's done.
Well, you can just make sure you don't die.
Well, I mean, you can't even, like, will it to your family. So that's why people take the cash option.
You could, technically.
I think that's the rules of the lottery.
Oh, whatever. I don't know.
And it would be 29 payments.
All right.
So, I mean, if you're young, I could see taking the cash out.
No, you mean the annual. You mean the annual.
The annual, yes.
Yes.
Because the likelihood is that you're
not. Could you imagine winning $1 billion and then having an annual option for 30 years? You're rich. Guarantee you are rich for 30 years. That'd be wild.
Yeah.
But it's only ever old white people that win the lottery, so it doesn't matter. Anyway. All right.
I would have took a little change.
Yeah.
Paid a couple bills. I would have been happy.
Yo, I realized that, like, even if I was rich, I'd still probably just have more resources to just avoid people.
Oh, my goodness.
Dog, could you imagine? Never mind. It doesn't matter. Listen, all right, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about, and it's a lot. And I figure we just do the bad stuff and then do the fucking the shit we watched, because we watched a bunch of stuff and we just added on. We got three things. So, first of all, somebody died. Brian Gumbel.
Oh, was it actually Brian or his brother?
He died.
I don't think it was Brian Gumbel. I think it was Greg Gumbel.
Yes, Greg Gumbel. Greg
Gumbel was probably his brother.
Greg Gumbel died.
And isn't Brian Gumbel already dead?
Yeah, Greg Gumbel died.
Yeah. The
American television caster. And I didn't know Brian Gumbel had a brother. Right? They're brothers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Brian Gumbel was much more popular.
No, Brian Gumbel is not dead. He's only 4. Oh, he's 70. He's 76. He's old. Really?
But he was, I mean, I think he was more of a household name than his brother.
Yes.
For sure.
I wouldn't say that.
In my opinion.
It just sidesteps. That's her sidestepping. That's her sidestep technique. In my opinion, when that's clearly not the case. But either way, right? Rest in peace, Greg Gumbel.
Rest in peace, Greg Gumbel. Excuse me.
Okay.
Why would you say that he was more of a household name than
I didn't
Brian?
Even know who Greg Gumbel was until he died.
Huh?
That's not what I said.
I'm not even going to lie. I didn't know who Greg Gumbel was.
Well, what
Gumbel
did you
was.
Say?
I said I wouldn't say that. I didn't say
that's his opinion. You have to respect it.
More of a household name. I just said I wouldn't say that. If anything, I think they would be on evil ground. Even ground.
I wouldn't. I didn't even know his brother existed. So, listen. But because of the last name, I'm like, oh, okay, that's his brother. Yeah.
All right, listen. Somebody, oh, I guess, fuck it. Like, listen, we're just going to get through all this bad shit first. First, unfortunately, we have, were these cops that did this or correctional officers?
They were COs. So
they were COs.
They're not
the same. So basically, a man by the name of Robert Brooks was killed in the custody of correctional officers, and There's a video of it, which is delightful. I love seeing snuff films. They're so fun. But it's pretty fucking disgusting. It's like 14 dudes beating up on this guy who is in handcuffs. Like, fam.
And then his clothes were off at one time. Yeah, Did they rape him? Like,
I don't know.
What?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. The fucking video's crazy.
And did they piece video together? Because it didn't seem to...
Different officer's body cam, yeah.
What? Where did this happen at? It just says
New York.
Oh, it happened in New York. This happened in
In the Midwest. Not even in the South. New York.
This happened on December 9th, and this is just coming out.
And you know what? And I don't know if it's the discussion, but do inmates have a better chance if the COs are of color? Because all of them were white.
I don't think it matters.
And then you saw the guy standing in the back in the sweatsuit. He was chuckling.
The nurse.
He was the nurse?
So they've all been either quit or suspended.
Fuck suspended.
But that's what happens.
Everybody that was there was either quit or suspended.
That's what happens.
They should be fired.
If you're a cop, you got to have a rap sheet and a history for them charge you and convict.
That's not true.
A lot of times, bro. Like the lady who got shot who was in her house and she had the pot of water. Homeboy who killed her, he was a deviant. Like he did mad shit
before that. What they was doing, they was just moving them around.
Yeah, but he had a history. That's what I'm saying.
But you know what? That happens in a lot of industries. They want to get rid of somebody.
They just move them around.
And they just move them around until somebody takes a stand.
From what I understand, the governor is asking for all these niggas to be charged.
They should be.
The governor's asking for everybody to be charged.
And you know what?
Whether it happens, I don't know.
Since there wasn't any audio, it kind of...
I don't need to watch this. I'm good.
I watched it once. It doesn't matter.
I watched it once. You don't need audio.
What does it matter?
No, what the fuck is going on?
What is audio going to change?
Yeah, it's not...
I think the audio would make it worse.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we don't need to hear.
I'm sure there's audio.
I think the audio would add the context of, like, their mindset of what's being said, like how comfortable. I mean,
it looked like they were just fucking them up.
Yeah, they all looked comfortable doing it, but I think the audio would have made it more disturbing because it would probably said some wild, foul shit. Yeah. So, either way, I hope these niggas, like I said, the governor is asking for all four of these dudes.
That's somebody's
14.
Son.
They don't give a
father.
Fuck.
Father.
They don't give
how
a
was
fuck.
He?
Brother.
20, wait, hold on. Was he 24? Oh, Jesus. Was he?
It's a baby. Like he had his whole life to live. And what was he in for? Bet you not even nothing
I didn't see.
Of,
which is surprising because usually they be quick to let you know what they did.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't see what
to
he
justify.
Did. Yeah, to justify.
Yeah.
And okay. I didn't see what he was in for.
Just basic human rights.
There was a part where he was clearly like limp. Mm-hmm. And they were still punching him.
Yeah. Then the one time, it looked like he had his foot in his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then one part, it looked like they were trying to snap his neck.
Mm-hmm. It was going crazy.
Looks like three of the guards... You better not put me on no fucking... Oh, Jesus Christ. It looks like three of the guards who were implicated in the attack also had or accused of beating inmates before.
There's somebody who's in charge of a...
Apparently the FBI is investigating.
Like a task force. And she's asking questions.
Internal affairs does not do their fucking job.
of other inmates.
Internal affairs does not do their job, yo.
She's asking what?
Asking, I guess, doing an inquiry to other inmates about, I guess, what's going on in the jails. Like,
for the most part, they're probably not going to say nothing.
Well, yeah, you're right about that.
They're probably not going to.
Yeah. Be afraid of retaliation.
I'm trying to find more shit about this, but I mean. Oh, okay. Brooks was serving a 12-year sentence for first-degree assault. First-degree assault for 12 years?
It might not have been his first offense. I mean.
He was transferred to Marcy from a nearby another facility.
It don't matter.
It don't. I mean, I could argue the only time that people would not care if this were a rapist or a child murderer.
Child, yeah.
But like, fam, assault. Like even so, like it's like, all right, come on, dog. Yeah, this
so
is
what
just all
they gave him what he deserved.
No.
I'm just trying to.
But that's that shit. But
that's
like,
probably what they thought.
Like he was probably popping off at the mouth. Earlier, and then one ball swung on him, and then they all just joined it. It's probably like a domino effect. Like, listen,
in handcuffs, popping off at the mouth. Woohoo!
I don't know.
Behind his back.
I mean the world is the world is changing a little bit. Like that lady who killed that kid in Dallas all them years ago. The cop that walked in the house in Dallas and shot the dude.
Oh, she thought it was her apartment.
Yeah, she thought it was her. That family just got awarded $100 million. So I mean,
but see, this is the thing.
No,
they would rather
like $98 million.
They would rather pay than admit guilt.
That's the wild shit. Yeah. That is the wild shit.
That's like, usually part of the agreement.
But that is crazy that y'all are willing to waste money on lawsuits because y'all want to protect these dickheads instead of just holding them accountable. Like, I don't understand it. Like, it's fucking stupid.
Rolls down from the top.
It's fucking stupid. Anyway,
rest in peace.
Yeah,
I mean,
rest in peace.
How do you rest in peace when you leave the world like that?
I don't know. I don't know, bro. You can't really. You can't. You can't. This is the same thing with that kid that was running from the police in Ohio, and they were in the snow and shit. What was that kid's name? You know which one I'm talking about.
Did they shoot him in the back?
No, the cops chased him down and beat his ass in the alleyway. It was like five of them, like in Ohio. I don't know if you remember that.
What goes on in their minds?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That was this year, too. What was his name? Tariq something. I forget. We talked about it. Anyway, rest in peace to Robert Brooks, because what the fuck, dog? And then a fucking plane went down in South Korea. Which, that's horrible. Like, that's a horrible way to.
There were actually two survivors, which is unusual.
Really?
In a plane crash.
They landed and.
They crashed into a barrier.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We talking. Then there was another plane.
Yeah, no. There was another plane crash.
Thought.
There was another plane crash.
So that was not the one I was thinking about.
There was another one I'm talking about. No, there was one in Russia?
I don't know. I'm talking about, they landed without the landing gears. And then it slid and then it blew up.
I think that's South Korea. But there was another airplane crash. I'm pretty sure.
Was it last week?
Mm-mm, I think it was in the last couple days.
Crash, Azerbaijan. I don't know how to say the name of this country. Yeah, a plane did crash in.
But there weren't very many people on that one, right?
38 people. This was during, right before Christmas. So there was another plane crash? Because he put South Korea on here, and I was like, wait, South Korea?
That's the one that I read. That happened like 2 days ago.
Oh, this South Korea one just happened. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. 179 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy shit. That's crazy,
It was a Boeing 747.
Oh, how convenient. Boeing needs to fucking do a better job of fucking sending their planes in the sky. Like, that cutting corner shit is like, oh, well let's just hope it stays together.
Well, I guess we can't say what happened, but
there's a whole documentary about Boeing and the bullshit they be doing to get their planes in the air and how they be cutting corners and shit. Substandard. Like, how do you slack on airplane maintenance? Like, how do you go to sleep and not make sure this fucking thing that is supposed to be carrying maybe hundreds of people at a time is not functioning correctly? That's crazy, man.
Fake it till you make it.
They made it. They're worth billions of dollars. They're worth billions of dollars. Man, listen.
Crazy.
All right. Rest in peace to those people, man. This is fucking ridiculous. Can us talk about something funny? James, you want to talk about Ray J? Or, dog. You know, I don't really care about the Travis Hunter shit. It's just like, dog, dump that bitch and then get on with your life so that you can play the best football you're ever going to play in your life. That's the Travis.
So Hunter. Isn't there a conversation about him?
Yes, because his girlfriend is an idiot. She don't know how to act during the best year, during the best moment
so what
of his
happened?
Life. Okay, so Travis Hunter is a fucking college football player.
Came from Colorado, right?
Is that where he came from, James? And he
under Deion Sanders.
Did he? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Shit, I didn't know that. And basically,
he just
the
won
first
the
time,
Heisman Trophy.
Okay, you're just going to keep cutting me off. All right. Okay. What else did he do? You're right. He won the Heisman. Mm-hmm. And then what else? There was something else.
Statistic-wise?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Okay. You sure?
I did read that his stats weren't so good. That why did he win? I did see that.
His stats weren't good, James?
That's not true.
It said there were some things I guess they felt like he should have achieved, and there were X's by him. But I could be wrong.
Now there's only one X that should be by him, and she should be.
So what happened with the girlfriend?
Basically, she don't know how to fucking act, and then it turned into fucking her ex putting out videos of them together, showing how she was all lovey-dovey with him. When she wasn't with Travis, that shit was whack. Whoever that guy was.
Yeah, who cares?
No, you mean who cares? It's fucking stupid. But it's the internet, and internet perception is like, oh, she's fucking around with everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Who cares? It was when they weren't together, right?
Yeah, but still.
No, it wasn't.
Huh?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
They've been together for 5. That was 3 years ago.
Oh, so she was cheating.
Oh. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, I mean, the first thing that happened was a couple months ago when he won a game and she like kind of like what was she like brushed him off or like pushed away from him when the camera caught them from a distance. That was like the first time like this happened. And then what'd she do, James, after that? She, what did she do? I can't remember.
What time? I don't know. So much bullshit.
Turn this shit.
What?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. I mean, yeah, it's just, he gotta leave her. He just gotta leave her and, you know. But, you know, he's saying that she has been with him through all this stuff.
5 years.
Forever. For a long time. So he clearly loves her. But, I mean, I don't know. It seems like she's doing a bunch of stuff that's taken away from his magnificent moment of his accomplishment of being an amazing football player. What the fuck? Who is that?
What are you saying?
It's Sean?
Yes.
He wants something to eat? You know he called, you know he texted me this morning? Did he text you this morning? Mom?
No, usually he calls.
He texted me this morning. He was like, hey, let's go to Prospectors and get something to eat. I was eating a bagel and everything. I was like, yo, dog, I already ate. I don't know what the fuck you want from me. Like, I don't want to go to Prospectors. It's like, I knew what that was going to turn to. We go to Prospectors. I listened to his problems. And then,
oh, he told me you had a good conversation when you took him to the 130 diner.
If that's that what he told you. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if he fucking was receptive to what I was saying, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I basically, never mind. It's fine. It's fine. Listen, Travis Hunter, I don't give a shit about this. Please fucking get rid of your girlfriend or fucking get a new bitch. Like, so, you're about to be in the NFL. He's probably, James, is he a first draft pick? A first draft pick? A first draft pick? All right, come on, man.
I guess you're not saying it right.
First, yeah, first.
So Little Wayne has a sports agency?
This nigga is just saying things. Yes.
No, I'm reading it right here 30 minutes ago. Travis Hunter set to sign with Little Wayne's sports agency.
What's the sports agency called? Little Wayne Productions in on the Field? Huh? What's it called? Yeah, or is it called? Is it called Cash Money?
Oh no, it says Young Money, APAA Sports.
That's fucking stupid. Why would he sign to them? You could have signed to Rock Nation.
So they would be his manager,
huh?
They have mad people up there.
Oh,
Little Wayne and them.
Really?
Yes.
Like who? Oh, so this is not a new.
No.
Oh, they would be his manager. His managing company.
Agents.
What? Agents.
Isn't that the same thing?
James.
No?
James, please tell me what you think of this Travis Hunter shit, because I'm done with this. This shit is dumb. You don't care? Do you care? You don't. Well, you don't care about anything, so neither do you. Come on. God bless you. Say something!
What else is there to say?
Alright, we're moving on. Alright, we're moving on. Alright. So, another young fella is in hot water. Our boy got out of jail recently, and he's in some bullshit. Huh? Oh, that was good. That was good. You can't lie. That was good. Did you hear him?
I didn't.
Okay. I'm talking about Young Thug.
Right.
So Young Thug has been out of jail for maybe like a couple weeks, maybe a month or something like that.
And we're talking about something that happened 3 years ago.
No. Well, yes, maybe. I don't know when these phone calls happened, but first of all, I don't know who's leaking this stuff. Because
I thought it was her ex, the ex.
You thought it was what?
The girl's ex.
No, the girl. No, it's no. We're not talking about Travis Hunter anymore. We're talking.
I know
about
we're not
Thug.
Talking about Travis.
Why
Hunter.
Would her? Why would her ex leak phone calls?
Who knows,
Mom? You gotta.
No, it was about a conjugal visit. The phone call was about Ray J.
What? What? What are you talking about?
Hold on,
Ray J. Ray J and Young Thug have nothing to do with each other.
They don't. I'm talking about two. Ray J was on the list, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Ray J and Suki Hana and Princess something. Princess Dior. What's her name?
That's his wife.
Are going through it right now. Well, I don't think they're together anymore because she clearly doesn't want him. But. Well, can we stay on topic?
Yes.
About the Young Thug thing. So basically, Young Thug has been outed for speaking to another. What? What's so sad? No, it's not. Shut up.
It says Young Thug apologizes to Mariah the Scientist following leak.
She's
call,
an actual scientist, by the way.
Leak call with Lena Saeed,
who is the wife of Devin Haney, who was a boxer.
Oh, okay.
And they're basically alluding to like nothing was going on and shit like that. But that video call, he was clearly messing with that girl. And apparently around that time, she was with Devin Haney. People were joking that Devin Haney was in the car waiting in the parking lot, which is not nice. That's not nice. You can't say that. That's not nice. You can't say things like that. But either way, like,
this happened 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he was still with
Mariah.
And yeah. I don't know. Like, I think it's weird. Like,
so I guess you can have conjugal phone calls?
Because he's not married to either of them girls.
What's the definition of conjugal?
They have to be married. Was it a conjugal
Okay, it says
call?
Here.
How is
footage leaked of the Atlanta rapper having a conjugal visit phone call.
That doesn't even make
with
sense.
Model, she's a Lena Saeed, who currently is expecting a child with boxer Devin Haney. Conversation appeared to be of a romantic nature.
It was. He tried to play it off like it wasn't. What?
What'd he say?
Nothing. It doesn't matter. Yeah, he clearly was talking to her in a romantic way. She was like, I'm the only one or something like that. And there was another video after that where he was talking to some dude where he was talking about how either Mariah Scientist or the other girl loves him too much. And I was like, all right. Yeah, this is like, it's like, damn, yo, it must be dope being a rapper and having so much money. It's like, girls just love you no matter what. It must be awesome.
Conjugal, relating to marriage or the relationship of a married couple. So I guess they use it loosely.
Yeah, he's not married.
It says it right here in the article.
She just read it. She just said it was, they used it loosely. She admits that they used it loosely. But that's the way they used it. She's taking it literally. But that's the way she corrected herself, James. Give her some grace. I'm sorry.
What is he saying?
He's saying you're an idiot.
Back at you. Your mama.
Listen. He was going through some stuff at the time. It was 2 years ago. But he apologized to Mariah.
Is this how boring the world is that we're bringing up shit from 2 years ago?
But it's interesting because this is not the first time this has happened. This happened while he was in jail. They brought out some video of Mariah the Scientist and him talking. It was weird. That was weird. Like, this is not the first time this happened. This happened while the trial was going on, which was weird. Like, I just find it weird that his stuff keeps getting leaked. When it's not supposed to, like, what Dean?
When it's
like,
old news.
Not only that, but it's almost like, would it be conspiracy theorist? Fuck it, to say that maybe they are what?
Nothing.
They are. You about to sneeze? That this might be a ploy to break up his household and get him to fuck up.
Probably.
I'm just saying, like. Atlanta has all them tapes of him talking and shit, so it's just like, you know, why now? You know what I'm saying? Like, this stuff leaked on its own, but it's like, why did it leak? We'll never know, but it's like, and it's directly related to the one thing he has really going on. Huh? Nothing. It's fine. I just think it's very convenient that somebody put this out about him.
Isn't it always convenient?
Not really. I think
like always stirring the pot.
I think the first time mess. I think the first time it happened, it was just to stir up news because he was still in jail and the YSL case was super hot at the time. So they put out a video of Mariah the Scientist talking to him, and she was like, "Oh, I love you."
You said she's really a scientist?
Yes, she has a bachelor's degree in chemistry.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's that. They're good, at least. He said Merry Christmas, and she said thank you, so she didn't block him, and they have pictures together. So she probably mad, but it seems like he has fixed his home. And then the other girl came out and said, yeah, I'm with my guy. We're not twins. Young Thug kept calling her twin in his tweets.
Why?
I don't know. Like, he was saying, like, yo, I can have your bitch, but she's not my bitch. I don't want your bitch. And she's my twin. So let's keep it at that. But it's weird saying that to a dude who can box. So, and you're on parole. So you should probably stop.
Next they'll be having a boxing match.
No, he can't do that. That's probably against parole. I mean, he's big enough now.
Didn't
so
they give him his passport?
What does that have to do? Devin Haney's from America. He's a black guy.
Okay.
All right. So moving on. In recent news, there was a splash of wild shit. Ray J is apparently with. Do you know who Sukihana is?
Mm-mm.
No, not you. It's fine. But you know who Princess Love is. First of all, is that her real name?
Yeah.
That's her real name?
Yeah.
Your parents be.
I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay.
You're asking me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know that's her Instagram. Whatever.
Yo. Yo. Anyway. Yeah, so Ray J fucking got into some bullshit with his wife. I guess so. They're not divorced. So that's his wife?
Yeah, I don't think they're divorced yet.
But they're probably.
But like the third time they're going through
someone online.
Yeah, divorce process.
But I don't know. She says she don't want him, and then there were text messages leaked about how he was telling Sukihana that he still had her, you know, her sugar cane juice on his face. If that makes sense, because there's a child here.
Got it.
Yeah, and a lot of explicit conversation. It's just like.
And that too was old news, wasn't it?
No, this is the first time.
But I mean something that happened a while ago.
No, but it sounds like they're actively together right now. And Sukihana was saying that she's in love, and they're going back and forth making fun of each other, and
she says she doesn't care, right?
Yeah, but then why post all this stuff if you don't care?
No, I mean the wife.
Yeah, why post any of it if you don't care?
I don't know. Maybe the clapback.
It didn't seem like, did Sukihana start it? In the text messages? So she started it by putting it online. It's like, if you don't care, then why put it online? Why even mention it? If you're so over it, then just don't say nothing. Who cares?
Don't you think a lot of times these people are doing it to stay relevant?
Yeah. That's, you are 100% correct. Yeah. Are they still on the show that they're on?
I don't know. I haven't watched that in years.
Really? I thought that was your jig.
Mm-mm.
No?
I haven't watched it in years. Listen, once streaming changed and it wasn't convenient to watch this shit, I'm out. I'm not, like.
Dude, is Love & Hip Hop, like, even old episodes not on streaming anywhere?
I'm sure it is.
Oh. All right. Well. Yeah,
but,
why don't you watch Zeus? No. 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 You don't need to watch that. That's the devil's work. She's already a heathen, so she can watch that stuff. She's already a sinner. That's why she goes to church. All right.
Is that a joke?
No. That was me. Bro, Yo, it's time. Yo, it's time to block.
Like, does it even resonate that the year is over? Like, we're getting ready to start a new year.
Yes and no. If it, I mean, life is pretty mundane for me. I'm about to start some stuff. I'm about to do a juice cleanse to start off my weight loss thing.
Okay, that sounds like.
Can I? I'm gonna need that freezer for like maybe like 4 days. That little freezer, so I can keep this stuff frozen. It's only 10 days, and then after that, hopefully, I'll feel better. How do you have you ever done a juice cleanse before?
I have.
Do you shit a lot? In the beginning, I'm assuming.
It's been a long time.
And I'm assuming I'm assuming you're gonna have to fast.
The
right?
one with the honey and the cayenne pepper.
No, this is I bought some
apple
thing.
Cider vinegar.
I bought something.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be like a detox thing. We'll see. Just anyway. So yeah, that was the
fun. Is it a certain brand?
I forget. Was it Raw Generation? Is that what it's called? I think it's Raw Generation. Either way. Yeah, what else happened? Fucking Beyonce did her Christmas performance. The fucking Ravens got blown out. No, the Texans got blown out, right, James?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Texans got blown out. And
they'll know to have her perform again.
Why?
No. I'm just...
Why? Why? Was the performance that bad? I don't like that album, so I didn't care to watch it.
It got mixed reviews.
Huh?
I'm not a fan, so...
You are a fan.
I'm not.
You are a fan, damn it!
I am not.
Okay. I saw bits and pieces of it, and people were saying, like, oh...
And then now people are saying that she's a better entertainer than Michael Jackson. Come on now.
No, you can't compare the two. Yeah, they did two different things.
Exactly.
No, they're not. I mean, you could compare it, but it's different. I think it's preference. I mean, I understand why people would say that. I mean, that's her fans, but she's not better than Michael Jackson, but also, like, she's been great for so long. It's just like, all right.
I mean, cool. I get the whole connection because she's from Texas and Houston and her wanting to portray that whole cowboy thing, but she sang Blackbird. That was good.
You know, liked
that,
it?
Yeah, that was good. But that's not a country song.
So?
So that kind of.
Did you, so James, did you like the performance?
No.
No? Why not?
It was ass. Album's ass.
Yeah, I don't like that album.
Didn't she get nominated for that?
No. No. Oh, she shouldn't.
I don't know.
It's not a good album.
Well, it's first not I good. Thought she got snubbed, and then...
She did get snubbed. She got snubbed at the Country Awards.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she's getting an award for at the Grammys. I don't know, but that album's not good to me. I could care less. I like the last one, the Renaissance one, with the one she's on the horse. Well, no, she's on the horse on both. The one with the pretty horse, the glistening horse.
I mean, sometimes you just need to stay in your lane.
But people like it.
She's supposed to be taking back black music or some shit with this whole whatever.
Because country started with black.
So what's she going
to take back next? I don't
know. Is it going
to
be
this is a whole thing?
There's three parts to it.
Got it.
It's three parts.
What you going to do, reggae next?
No, that's already black music, yo. If Beyonce does reggae music for her last Renaissance thing, that'll
so
be
so what
fucking,
other, what, jazz? What?
Maybe pop?
Rock and roll, probably.
Oh, God, no. Please don't. That's going to be terrible. A rock Beyonce album? No, I don't want to hear that. No. 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 No.
I mean, it really did get mixed reviews Some
the album
said,
or
no,
the
show?
The show, yeah.
Some people said it was great. And they don't usually do this, do they? A big halftime show?
No, I don't know what the fuck the point was.
Yeah, I think they did it because
it was Christmas.
Because it was Christmas, and then it was also on Netflix. It was a big thing. And she has a relationship with Netflix already because she did the Homecoming. So she has a relationship with them. So it's just like.
She
a,
does?
Yes. She, had a, she premiered her Homecoming show that was at Coachella on. Netflix. So, there's that. What are you dancing for? Sorry. It's fine. Listen, Beyonce is in the realm of she. I don't think she's overrated. I don't think she's underrated. I think she's perfectly rated. She is as good as everybody says she is. It's just that she's not my favorite. I don't run to her stuff like yeah. everybody else does. That's my description. It's hilarious. And I say this every time. It's hilarious that she's married to Jay-Z because that's how I felt about Jay-Z. Like, yeah, he's one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Just not
he's
your
not,
guy.
He's
just not your guy.
He's cool. He's I like him. I like him musically more than her. But it's to me, it's just like I recognize his skill as a rapper. But do I run to him first? Nah. Why are you looking at me like that? He's rated. He's rated. He's as good as everybody says he is. He's not overrated. He's not underrated. He's rated. He's perfectly rated. I get it.
How many times you gonna say it?
Because you're looking at me like you want to smack me.
No, I thought you were gonna say something else.
What? Like he's a bitch?
I don't know. I
just Why?
You piss me off.
Why? You don't like Jay-Z? Shut up. I'm sorry. Anyway. All right. So Christmas out of the way. Let's see. All right, let's see. Dennis Rodman. Did anybody think Dennis Rodman was a good father? That's the question.
Well, his kids don't think he is, so that's
I didn't
real.
Know his daughter played soccer.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. Is she nice?
She was at the Olympics, right?
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, she was.
Yeah, she basically said, hold on. Oh, wait, do I have the clip? Hold on. Let me see. I can find it. I mean, this is old news, but we catching up because we wasn't here last week. Let's see. God damn it. What the fuck? Saved. There it is. I do have it.
Halfway through the first half.
Hold on.
And I. It's like halfway through the first half and I hear it and like his voice to me is like, ding. So I hear him go, let's go Rodman, let's go Trinity. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's no way this is happening right now. Mind you, I haven't seen him in or talked to him in months. So I hear it and I'm like, I'm playing a game, not like throw in nothing. Like I'm playing a game and I hear I'm running. I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I'm still playing and I'm like, there's no way. I'm like chasing the ball down, trying to figure out a goal kick happens, right? I'm defending a goal kick. And I'm like in my stance kind of, and I look back and I'm like, what the f-? I look straight and I like start crying on the field. So I'm trying to play the soccer game and I'm crying. So yeah, I finish that half and then cry my eyes out in the locker room at halftime. And my coach was like, do you want to play? And I was like, yeah. I want to win. Hello? I'm like, he is not going to take me from winning this. It's like,
God damn it.
It's like, so yeah, we finished the game.
Were you able to like play well?
Yeah. So I took the shot, ricocheted back, and Hatch scored it for us to win.
Yeah, you
Again,
did.
Awesome.
She's pretty too.
And then after the game, when we were winning,
what?
There's Dennis that Rodman's part in your head where like, the whistle's going to blow. And all I was thinking was like, oh my God, I'm going to see him. I'm going to talk to him. Like, what's going to happen? The whistle blew and I was so like mad. I was like, you took this happy moment from me. Like you my head again. And he did it so many times and I don't even know. No, I think he knows what he does. But when the game ended, I was so angry. I was happy we won, but I was just like, And then I started getting mad at my mom because I was like, she had to have known. Why didn't she tell me like all this stuff? And then I walk over and again, there's cameras everywhere. Dennis Rodman's at the game.
How many
and I walk over there and all I did was cry. Daughter, like
three.
Three?
And I'm just like, this is the first game you've come to, quarterfinal, you missed the entire season, haven't seen my games in 3, 4, 5 years. And I'm just like bawling. I cried and then I was super happy. I was like, let's take the positive of it. He's here. Like, that's more than I can ask. Left. I think I just went home because I had training the next day. And we just kind of left it at that. And he was just like, I want to see you soon. I'm in DC, whatever. And I was like, okay. And then after that, radio silence. I didn't see him for like, until this year.
Wait, how many years ago was this?
3. God daughter, like.
Damn.
So then it was just like, I think after that was when I lost hope in like ever getting him back. It was just going to be like a, he's popping in whenever he wants to be in a camera. And even at that game, I don't think it was for me. I think he wanted to have a good conscience and then be like, headline, Dennis Rodman showed up to his daughter's game, an important quarterfinal in her rookie year. And that's exactly what it was. So then it was just like daughter like.
It's like, horrible. It's got to be like a. That's got to be crazy to have somebody like him as a father. Because, like, when you hear some of the stories, like, what he used to do when he was playing for the Bulls, like, he went to fucking Raw. He went to WCW. Where did he go? He went to WCW, and then he went to a championship game? Or did he go to Vegas and then go to a championship?
Vegas.
He went to Vegas, got blasted drunk, and then played in a playoff game for the Bulls along with Michael Jordan. Like, when you realize that that's the kind of guy you're dealing with, you know, you can't expect much of a guy like that to be the greatest father. But that's
kind of stereotyping.
No, I'm not saying because he's black. I'm saying because
he was black.
What do you mean? Because of the athlete?
Because of his behavior. You're saying he's not a good father.
I mean, did you not hear what she just said? Like,
but I'm just saying.
You haven't seen the nigga in 3 years until recently. Like. He is the true definition of a Rolling Stone.
Mm.
Like, and then his apology wasn't no better. What did he say? I'm sorry I wasn't the dad you wanted me to be. But either way, I still tried. I still try and never will stop. I will keep trying, even when you're being told as an adult not to respond to my phone calls. Who the fuck is telling her as an adult not to answer his phone calls? Like, who's telling her this? I think she's making this decision on her own. I don't think she needs anybody to tell her, like, your stats as a dad. What do you think his stats as a dad are? His stats as a basketball player are probably amazing. But what's his stats as a dad, Jace? Graduation 0. Birthdays 3. No? All right, I'm sorry. That's not good. I'm sorry.
Is he on the spectrum with, what's his name, Brian McKnight?
No, because Brian McKnight fucking deleted his kids from existence. Spiritually, this nigga is just a dude who loves fame and, you know, loves partying and didn't prioritize his daughter. And, like, this is what his daughter's saying about him. This is how his daughter experienced him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she came out with an apology. It wasn't really an apology. And then she went on Instagram, was like, a joke, the response alone and the attention, wiping my hands of it. So, yeah, nothing was really fucking
resolved.
Yeah. So she hates him forever.
You got more fame and more money than you ever have in your life.
Stop. What the fuck? All right. Anyway. I think that's not it. Okay. Finally, we can get to the good stuff. James, Cynthia, you asked me to watch the Jamie Foxx special. Why?
I guess because there was a lot of conversation about him being soft. So I was...
Soft?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not what I got.
I didn't say that, but...
No, I'm saying what I got from it.
Yeah, but there were a lot of men who thought he was
soft. Took from it that if people didn't like it, they probably thought it was going to be a comedy special, and it wasn't a comedy special. There were funny parts in it, but it was more like a testimonial about what happened to him and how he felt about that whole situation. About he had a fucking life-altering life... What's it called? A life-or-death situation, basically? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it felt like a bridge version of like a black church sermon, kind of, with music and amens and a bunch of
I didn't get that sense of
yeah
church,
it felt like a hallelujah type of thing.
Oh,
going
did
on.
You watch it, James? And what did you think?
It was cool. It was cool. It wasn't bad. I heard some people say their thoughts about it, and I understand why they didn't like it, but it was nice to hear his perspective about his life or death situation. I think there were some parts that were real cheesy, like when he started playing music and then dancing to it. But I think he was doing that more on the fact that he couldn't walk at one point. And then I think go back to how he was telling the story about his recovery or his rehab rather, and along with what he felt, especially about how his family held him down. His daughter with the guitar is tall as shit. She's tall as he is. How tall is that nigga? You don't know? Okay. But I like the part where they played the guitar.
It's interesting because usually you only hear about the one daughter. What is her name?
The one, Karina?
Yes, Corinne.
The one that introduced him.
Yes.
The second one.
So I didn't even realize.
Shy.
I didn't realize he had other children.
She seemed very shy. I think a little bit of what she did was edited. Did it seem like that? No. It seemed like her playing the guitar was a bit edited. I don't know. But she looked nervous. The second daughter looked nervous.
She's only 14.
That's what I'm saying. She's big as shit for a 14-year-old. Yeah. What the fuck are they feeding these kids? But I thought it was cool. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. I mean, if somebody asked me, yo, you want to watch the Jamie Foxx thing? I'd be like, all right, cool. I mean, there's other shit to watch, but we can watch it. It was all right. It was cool. What you think about it? You loved it, right?
I wouldn't say loved.
You were adamant you needed me to watch this.
Yeah, but that's why. Because of what other people thought, not because
I don't have a mind of your own, damn it? No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry.
I mean, I enjoyed it. With you. I don't think I would need to. It's not the thing.
You didn't get a black church theme, like, feeling from it?
I didn't.
From the way was saying amen in the crowd?
No. I said no. Storytelling.
I'm not storytelling?
I didn't say you were. Him telling a story.
What was the story about?
About his recovery.
Okay. Like, I was just wondering if you remember.
It's crazy how
you remember some things and not others.
Through all that, I still don't get why it was such a secret
for
the family.
You got notes in your phone?
I don't.
Wait, say it again?
Why it was such a secret when he was...
Because it's nobody's fucking business.
It isn't. No, it isn't.
And they didn't know what was wrong with him. They said they still don't know what was wrong with him.
He had a massive stroke.
Yeah, but they don't know what caused it.
Well, but they know. They don't know what caused it.
What if a stroke was just what your brain decides to do to you, what you've been doing with your body to other people? Does that make sense?
Sort of like a defense mechanism.
Yeah. Does that make sense, James? No.
I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Because you be stroking. So your brain decides to stroke you.
I mean, but if you look.
Huh? So you said shut up? Huh? Mm-hmm. No, all right. Good. All right. Well, I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's about to be. I hope he's about to do stuff.
He had a very miraculous recovery. Considering.
Yeah, a lot of people don't come back from.
And I think a lot of that has to do with being able to have the best of the best available to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What else did we watch? Oh! I watched, it's fresh on the mind. It ends with us. Yes. Yes. I've been hearing about this movie for a minute. James told me to watch it. You watched it. Do you remember what this movie was about? I'm going to keep saying it. I have to. Because you don't remember shit.
It's about domestic violence.
Oh, so you only remember terrible things, huh?
Maybe. Like the rest of the world.
Tell us. That's not all it's about. It's based off a book.
Did very good at the box office.
Yeah, I want to know. It made $386 million.
Internationally.
What was the budget? Hold on. Budget for, let's see. What is it called? It ends. Holy shit. $25 million. Goddamn. That is a massive. That is a massive profit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Tenfold.
Yeah, so I've been hearing about this movie for a minute, and I bought it a while ago and didn't know it was on Netflix, but I'm fucking glad I watched it because it's a legitimately good movie. And Blake Lively, I haven't seen her in shit in a minute. What was the last thing she was in? You don't know?
She was just in something else. Simply. I can't think of that.
Well, regardless. Even with all the controversy surrounding this movie, which we'll get to in a second, she did a good job. Homeboy did a good job. He was handsome as shit. He's gay. He was handsome as shit. The boy later with the mark on his hand, he was handsome as shit. Those are two handsome dudes, man. I don't know if that's gay.
Old boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes. They were both handsome as shit. But the movie End With Us is about basically breaking the cycle of domestic violence. And it's mad good. I liked it a lot. It didn't feel like it was 2 hours, but it was. And Blake Lively did a good job. The dude who played her husband, the abusive one, he's actually the director.
Right.
He directed the movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that until, but it was fun. It was funny because when the movie was kind of winding down, like the last 45, 40 minutes, I was reading the article you sent me, and in the movie, it was like, this guy, what the fuck, but what is his name? What's his name?
Jason Baldini.
Jason Baldini plays her abusive husband. I'm like, abusive husband? I'm like, it wasn't abuse? Like, everything that
it
happened.
It wasn't.
No, it was.
It was abuse.
It was abuse.
It was abuse, but it wasn't blatant.
No, it was abuse. It was the way she processed the things that happened came off as
he's not doing it on purpose. They were both accidents.
Everything was an accident and until it wasn't. So that's the part where
until
I was
she
like
actually processed
because
everything.
I was reading the article and was like abusive. I'm like, yo, he didn't mean to hit her. I'm like, what the fuck? And then when she was in the bathroom
is
crying.
Is it processing or making excuses?
Both.
Yeah, it's both. It's both. Then she showed what really happened in her head, and it was like, oh, that's fucking dope. Domestic violence is not dope, but what happened, how they portrayed
it in the movie.
Yes, that was mad
kind
dope.
Kind of a different take.
That was mad dope. And then, I'm not going to spoil it, but the movie was good, just overall. Was mad good. Yeah, I would recommend it. Like, I'd give it like an 8 or a 9, honestly. I think the movie was mad good. Did you like it? Yeah. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then
I think if it was more talked about, it would have been on the level of Gone Girl.
Which is crazy based off of, it made $350 with a $25 million budget. It was obviously talked about enough.
I didn't know about this movie.
I didn't either.
I knew about it because I kept seeing it. Like, oh, the smash hit. It ends with us. It was Blake Lively. I was like, what is this about? And then I looked it up. It was like, oh, it's about domestic violence. I'm like, all right. Well, when it comes out, I'll fucking buy it. And I bought it on Amazon, but I never watched it until you told me to watch it. But along with this movie, I didn't know. See, this part I didn't know was that apparently the director has been basically.
Allegedly.
No, it's not alleged. It's not alleged. They have evidence that he has been talking to a PR firm saying that they're trying to bury her, like, fuck up her reputation online. That's a fact. That is in the article that he sent. They have evidence that he sent.
Yeah, they have text messages.
They have text messages of him talking to a PR firm trying to actively
damage
her reputation online. Like, it's like, and there's, like, she had some weird ass.
Requests.
Yeah, them requests were weird. Apparently, the director didn't like the fact that Ryan Reynolds was there along with her, which is like, that's her husband, and they're both actors. Like, who the fuck are you? Like,
I could see that though.
No,
I mean, he's not her manager.
That's his. Like, that's her husband.
This reputation of being a fucking creep. I could understand it.
So did he have a reputation of being a creep? He got an award.
I'm saying he probably, yeah, and they took it back. I'm saying that from the wife. I'm saying from her.
Oh, her conveyance to the husband.
Like, yo, this thing is weird.
Yeah.
Maybe I want you around.
Kissing too long.
There's a whole timeline. Let's see. He got Baldoni. 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 Let's see. What were the fucking,
what the stuff he wasn't
but
allowed
you know,
to do?
People who, commit domestic violence are master manipulators.
Yeah. Okay. So here. That would be a thing. I don't want your husband here.
The lawsuit states that there was a meeting attended by individuals, including Lively and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, Baldoni, and their lawyers to address the age of, address her claims. Lively had a number of requirements in order for her to work on the film that, according to the lawsuit cited by the outlet, included no more showing nude videos or images of women to Blake. That's weird. Why is that in there? No more mention of Baldoni's alleged previous pornography addiction. No more discussions about sexual conquest of in front of Blake and others. No further mentions of cast and crew's genitalia. Yo, what are you doing, bro? Just do your job and make the film. What are you doing? Why are these requests? You need to stop.
Because that's what he was doing.
No, fam. But I'm saying, fucking do the film, dog. Like, yo, chill. No more inquiries about Blake's weight. Like, come on, bro. You bugging. And then no further mention of Blake's dead father, which is fucking crazy. Why? Yo, this nigga was on demon time.
It's about the manipulation.
Additionally, no more adding of sex scenes, oral sex, or on-camera climaxing by BL. Outside the scope of the script BL approved when signing onto the project. There were no other requirements, including to the suit. And then Sony was like, yeah, she can have all that because that sounds real reasonable. like, yo, dog, what the fuck? Dog, if I'm sitting there listening to this fucking conversation, first of all, I would never do no shit like that, but I'm hearing somebody say this shit about me, I'm like, all right, maybe I should chill. Like, yo, dog, bam, like, yo, just do it. And that's crazy to the testament of not only her ability but his, because if this shit was going on, it's like you wouldn't even know because their chemistry was so good. Like, you would not even know had she not come out and said any of this. Like, it says a lot about his ability to do work.
The actor.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. It's the same thing. The closest thing that's akin to this is the shit that happened with Lethal Weapon, with Damon Wayans and the white dude. It's like, their chemistry was so good on camera, but it's like, they had so many problems off the camera. Like, you would never know, because they was always on some bullshit off the camera, but it's like, their chemistry was so good on camera. I'm so mad that movie, that show got canceled. Lethal Weapon, you ever seen it? It's really good. But yeah, it's a bunch of stuff. He got dropped by his agency.
They work for the same agency. At the same agency.
Do they?
Yeah, they did.
Well. And then a bunch of people came out in support of her. Like, listen, man, that's crazy. And then he had his award for being an ally to women rescinded. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, man. He found a weird way to get some pussy.
I guess my thing is, why wait till the movie was over to file the lawsuit?
That's when the fans started noticing that she was being weird in the promotion and that they weren't together. And also, that was around the time that they were alleged, but came out that it was true that he was trying to fuck up her reputation. So it's like, she's like, all right, enough of this bullshit. It's like, enough of this bullshit. You're not going to fucking keep fucking with me and I don't let you live, dog. It's unfortunate, but, you know, nigga needs to chill. It's crazy that the ending to that movie. How you the character? So you played you in this movie, huh? This nigga play. That's why he's so good. He played himself.
That's really creepy.
That's fucking crazy.
It really is.
This nigga played himself. Oh, this is a great performance. Oh, you're such a natural. He's like, I know. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, despite all the bullshit, you should definitely watch this movie because it's got a really good message at the end. And I liked it a lot. I think, I think this is a really good movie. Yeah, I'll give it like an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. It's pretty good. Oh, man. What else did we watch? Did you watch Secret? Oh, I didn't tell you watch Secret Level. Shit. That's fine.
What was that about?
It's a show on Netflix. I got renewed, too. Season 2. Let's go. You should watch that, Mike. Mike, you should watch that. Yes, you are. On Amazon, Secret Level. Watch it. It's mad good. Don't you? Huh? Shut up. But what the fuck is I doing? What did he say? All right. What else is there? I think this.
Why is he bothering me?
Oh shit! Let's talk about my favorite, y'all, dog. This might be my favorite show of the year, dog. Let's go, baby. The Ultimatum 3. Ultimatum Season 3. Back out. And your boy, Mom, did you watch it in its entirety?
I did not. I fast-forwarded it to the end.
What the fuck?
Because I thought it was boring.
What?
I did.
You thought boring?
Did you watch the whole thing, James?
It was boring, James? You're tripping. Yeah. You were fucking sleep like always. How did you not? So you watched the. So you.
I fast forwarded to see who stayed with who.
So you didn't watch it.
I didn't.
Why?
It didn't really catch my interest.
Yo, you're bugging. I was over James. James, what'd you think about the Ultimatum Season 3? Is this not, yo, bro, I'm going to keep saying this. Nick Lachey and Vanessa Hudgens, or what's her name? Vanessa Hudgens? No, Vanessa, is her last name Lachey too?
Yes, they're married.
They're married?
Oh, you didn't, wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know they were married?
No, I didn't know that. I thought they were just partners in crime, just fucking people's lives up.
No.
So you don't know how the show came about?
No. Is it based off of them?
Yes.
Oh.
She gave him an ultimatum.
And he made it through, so he figures he's going to put the same torture on everybody else. Yo, dog, why you... No, listen, I don't be knowing everything. I just be looking for the bullshit, bro.
They say it.
Do they?
Yes.
I must have missed it. Don't get mad. How you mad at me? She didn't even watch the shit.
Are you surprised?
That she didn't watch it?
Yes.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, so yes, no, I'm surprised because she told me to watch it. She told me it was out. I didn't know it was out. You ever watch Dark Matter on Apple TV?
We don't have Apple TV.
We don't have Apple TV. There's a lot of good shit on Apple TV. And I don't know why they don't advertise the shit that's on there.
They do.
Everybody's waiting for Severance to come back. And I would love to watch Severance because I hear so many good things. But anyway, so.
Wait, Severance.
Severance is the show where people go work for a corporation and then they lose all the memories. When they leave?
I didn't see that. Mm-mm.
Is that how it works?
Yes, he means. Isn't that what you meant?
Oh, you meant C, because there's a show called C. So
no.
There is a show called C.
I understand.
Yo, don't.
I'm saying yes. Relax.
Anyway. I can't talk to her. James. Yo, dog. What you think about this show, man? Yo, these niggas. Yo, why does anybody sign? There's three seasons of this shit. Actually, there's four.
They sign up because they want to be on TV.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Everybody wants
I don't
to be
think
on TV.
So.
You know what?
I don't think so.
That's why the four people left in the very beginning.
That's a good point. Okay. You didn't know that. See, you ain't know that. Every season, someone has left.
Okay.
So you can't say that. You can't say that everybody's there to be
Not
famous.
Not everybody, but some
But you
of
just
them.
Say everybody's there to be famous.
Some
so
of
you
them.
Lie. So you wrong, and you ain't watching.
But then they find out it isn't all that it's cracked up to be.
Because that ain't got nothing with them being trying to be famous as them trying to fix their love life. In the worst way possible. Like, yo, dog.
Oh, there you go.
This fucking show is sick, nigga. Yo, Mike, would you ever do the ultimatum if Bugs offers you an ultimatum? You haven't seen it? You wouldn't go on the show? All right. See, you got to watch it. Mike, you got to watch it. Watch the ultimatum on Netflix. But, dog, James, who do you hate the most on this show? JR.
Yeah.
JR is a fucking goof. That nigga's a dad. Yo, I'm not going to lie. I think out of all the girls, who was the most one who would be marriageable is probably Sandy.
Which one is that?
That's the one JR was with. She seemed like a cool motherfucker.
Oh.
She was cool.
The black girl was cool, too.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me why it was so important for these niggas, for them to expose why the boy Caleb denied having an emotional connection with the black girl. Why was that
lying?
Why was that important though? Who cares?
Because he really liked her.
So what?
But he liked her, but not enough to stay with her. Yeah.
Okay, but I also want to stay.
We don't know that because he kept saying that it wasn't an emotional connection. And what did he say at the reunion? He kept saying that, so what?
He could get back with his girl.
And he wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have to, yeah. He was lying.
I want
to
fuck with my girl. I want to go back with my girl. He didn't love Arya enough to stay with her.
Yeah, because he kept lying to himself. He didn't know that.
Yo, yes, he did.
He didn't know that.
Arya wasn't going to stay with him anyway.
Why not?
Because.
She was not going to marry that nigga. She was never going to be with that black dude.
He's a goof, too.
He is a goof. Both the black dudes was goofs.
That's horrible representation. That's horrible representation, bro.
The one just wanted to have sex with people, and the other one just.
Yo, dog! The clip, the fucking vignette of him saying wild shit. He's like, oh, we're going to be together for 3 months. I might get you pregnant. Yo, JR is a freak. That nigga, a big old freak, boy. That nigga's nasty as shit. And then he was talking about having a hall pass when he fucking talked about the other boy talking about how he was saying he wanted a hall pass. Caught red-handed, yo.
He said that somebody told him that the other black dude said that he wanted a hall pass when he really said it himself.
And then they caught him on camera saying that he wanted to have a hall pass. That this whole thing was a hall pass. Like, yo, you nasty nigga. Yo, he's a pure bullshit.
I don't know why they didn't.
It's like, I mean, they don't remember it. That there's cameras rolling. Like, dog.
I think that you forget, though, after a while, man, that the cameras are there.
Mom, he told the black girl on their speeding day, he's like, hey, you know, we get the trial. Fam, we together for three weeks. I might get you pregnant. Like, yo, dog, what's wrong with you? He said so much wild shit. Dog, that was the funniest part of the entire reunion. Them having clips of him just talking crazy to these girls.
Well, I thought him and Sandy would end up together.
I think they fucked. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. I think they fucked. And they're just never going to say nothing about it, which is cool. That says a lot about her and him. Like, keeping it hush hush. Fuck it. Hey. I think they fucked. Which, if they did, that's what's up. But it's like, it's too late now.
Yeah, they really seem to have a lot of chemistry. For sure.
What you think about homeboy? What you think about homeboy crashing out and going to the room and shit? He was going through it. I felt bad for him.
He never wanted to be there, though.
Yeah. Well, no, he said he issued the ultimatum, so yeah, he did.
No, I'm talking about after they got there. He never wanted to be there. He was over it. When he saw, like, everything going on, he was like, nah, I'm over this.
And then on top of that, he got left alone.
But that's what I was about to say. I don't know why they didn't just put them two together, the two that got left, instead of them
having that. That was his girl.
The two that got left.
Yeah, that was his girl. Right?
No, it wasn't.
No, Sandy was his girl.
Oh, you're right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he ended up being a real asshole, that one.
Nick?
Yes.
How was he an asshole?
He was drinking and stuff. They didn't mention
that. He was fucking depressed.
Yeah. He was going through it. I did feel bad.
But he was the one that wanted the ultimatum. To me, it's so crazy. But that stuff
that happened wasn't his
fault. Until he got there.
That stuff that happened wasn't his fault, though. Like, being left alone. Some people, it's crazy watching it. Like, dog, I could have thrived in that environment. Like, by myself. I was like, oh, shit, this bitch gone. I can do whatever I want. I'll be killing this shit. He was fucking fetal position, crying. He went to the door and tried to talk to his girl. I mean,
it wasn't a lifetime. It was 3 weeks. Come on now.
It was like forever.
That feels like forever. I thought he was good with the pain and shit. That shit didn't last at all. Dog. And then homeboy that was with the other black girl. Man, there's something wrong with that nigga.
Anger issues, duh.
He's like a bitch. Yo, sometimes
and
shit,
he don't know how to fucking express himself when he's mad.
Scotty? What's his name? Yeah. I don't fucking know. His name was Scotty. She broke off the engagement the day after. Like, fam. He's not that old. Why he want to get married so soon?
Ooh.
You want to know what's fucked up about his situation? He don't want to move to her.
Yeah.
And she don't want to move to him. But I feel like if he moved to her, all their problems go away.
Yeah.
All their problems go away. Because they're in a long-distance relationship. But they've been together for 2-3 years.
Really, he was being selfish.
Compromise.
Yeah.
He was fine where he was at in LA.
Nah. Sorry. That was my phone. I thought I turned it off. Sorry.
Who was that?
That was Dennis. That's my ringtone now. Sorry. Oh, it is on silent, and it's still rung. Okay. I'll just put it on airplane mode. All right. Anyway. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I feel like the
ultimate. That nigga was just lying.
Who? Which one?
JR. He was lying.
Oh, yeah. He was lying like a motherfucker.
He lied about everything.
Yeah, man. He didn't want to fess up to a lot of shit that he was doing, man. It's fucked up. Why? It's like, yo, dog, you know, like, these cameras on you, fam. You not gonna fucking just be honest, bro. Yeah, dog, they kissed more than three times. They kissed more than twice. He's like, yeah, that first one, I don't even remember. It was like,
he said he forgot about the third one.
He forgot about the third one. This is like, yo, dog, Yo, I don't give a fuck.
And after he tried to make it seem like she kissed him.
Yeah, man. After that pool scene, they fucked. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They had sex. It's fine. JR is a freak. He's a big old freak. He's a big old freak. But it's entertaining, man. I'm watching this shit like, yo, dog, this shit is crazy. Listen, man, it's the only reality show I look forward to in the year. I can't wait for the next one. It's amazing. Why? Huh? Because it's just this concept is so risky for a relationship. Why would anybody do this? That is,
why is it risky? People do it in real life.
No, but to fucking watch your ex from across the way get into a relationship and canoodle with somebody else for fucking a week, and then have a fake trial marriage for 3 weeks, and then to switch back.
I mean, the one boy, he slept on the couch the whole time.
Which one?
The white boy that kept lying and saying there was no emotional connection when he really liked her.
Oh, I guess. Listen,
I think everybody else slept in the bed together.
Yeah, that's wild, bro. That's wild. If you was in that situation, would you try to beat the girl you with?
It depends.
All right.
On what my situation with other person is.
No, listen, man. This is the greatest show ever. I would say it's the best show on television, but I can't give it. This is the prime example of guilty pleasure. I love this show. There's no other show that I care for reality-wise. It's fucking... I'm like, why? Are any of the other shows that they have good?
They only have one other show, right?
No.
The one where they dig people through the room?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind? Mm-hmm. Do they have another show?
No, I think it's those two.
Oh, okay.
Love is Blind isn't like that, though.
Yo, man, Nick Lachey needs to be brought up on charges, bro. There's no way you can allow this. Ain't you leaving soon? It's like 6.
Ouch.
He not taking you? He's here. It's 6:49. Or 6:40.
What are they going to see?
The fucking movie. Moana 2 or some shit like that. Why do I have to take him? You're here. Anyway. All right. Well, that's that. Real quick, you want to do a year-end wrap-up real quick, real fast? No? Why? Why? All right. Well, I guess we'll do it next week. Oh, you're done, right? You're done because you don't give a shit. Right?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, don't yell at me.
You can yell for a whole...
I'm not yelling.
Oh, my God.
All right, fine. I'm yelling.
Exactly.
It's fine. I'm yelling.
Take ownership to it.
I am.
Okay.
What? Nothing. What you mean? Well, I thought you were here, so I thought you were going to take her... But you're already here, so why not just take her? I was, but then I thought you were here, so I thought you were going to take her instead.
Okay. We need to wrap this up, and then y'all can figure it out.
All right. All right. I got to end. I'll get dressed. Nobody else gives a shit. All right, this is the end of the podcast. Fuck it. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine. It's not about saying anything. Okay. It's fine. We got 15 minutes because it's previews anyway.
Who's going to the movies with you?
Wait, I gotta go get Tay?
No, Tay's there.
She's there already? Oh,
at
shit.
At the movies? All right. By herself?
No,
All right, I'll be there. I'll be ready in like 10 minutes.
And how... Never
It's fine. I'll be running in like 10 minutes. All right. That's the end of the podcast. I'm leaving. See y'all. Talk to y'all soon on Mondays. I'm Aaron. This is Cindy. And that's fucking James. Bye.